From our Parsha, Parshas Pinchas, we can learn the value and the influence of every individual. The Pasuk, when it tells us the count of the Bnei Binyamin, says, Eile Bnei Binyamin l'mishpachosam, when we count the amount of people of Bnei Binyamin, ufchudeyem chamisha v'aboyim elef v'shesh meyos, 45,600 people. Binyamin had 10 children, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayechi. Dan had only one son, Chushim. And that one son, the Gemara Masech, the site that Afiud Gimel Amud Beis actually teaches us, was deaf. But, points out the Chafetz Chaim, when we look at how many people were in Shevet Dan, and we look at how many people were in Shevet Binyamin, we'll find, as we just said, that in Shevet Binyamin, there were 45,600 people, and Dan had 64,400 people. Sometimes we think that the natural way it's going to be, this person is more significant, this person is going to make more of an impact, this person is going to have more influence. Yet, we see in this week's parasha that it is not us who makes that determination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who determines. And sometimes people who we think are not going to be as successful ultimately are those who are the more successful people. Moshe Rabbeinu, in this week's parasha, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkar Hashem Elokei Aruchis L'cha Basar Ishal Eida. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint an individual who should be the leader of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash on that pasuk says, Halacha, Imra harbe achlusin shebnei adam. If you see a large multitude of people, Omer baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam chacham harazim. And what is the explanation of that bracha, explains the Medrash? Kshem sharing partzufeim doim ze lezeh. Just like no two people's face are similar, kech ein dat nisham ze lezeh. No two people are alike. El kol echad ve'echad, every person has his own intelligence, has his own opinion. Says the Medrash, what's the proof that that is indeed the case? Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's about to pass away from the world, says to Hashem, I'm Lefana, Ribbono Shel Olam, Goli V'Yiduah Datan Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know the opinion of every individual. Ve'Ein Datan Shel Benechem Doim Zeh L'Zeh. And no two people have the same opinion. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ukshani Mistalt Mehen, says, I am now leaving the world, but Bakosh Mechem, I ask of you, Manei Alei Manig, appoint a leader, Shei Soivlam L'chol Echa V'Echa L'fidatoi, a leader that can work with every person, even though they're so different, even though each one of them has their own opinion. Shenemar Yifkoid Hashem HaRuach Eino Omer, it doesn't speak about one Ruach, indicating that everybody agrees, Elo HaRuchos. So, fantastic request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe Rabbeinu makes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appoint the proper leader. But what does that have to do with the bracha of Chacham HaRazim that is made when you see a multitude of Jews? And interestingly enough, the Chasam Sofer asks that this is not the first time that we find that Moshe Rabbeinu uses this description in speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keil Elokei HaRuchos. We find that in Parshas Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says to him, Keil Elokei HaRuchos Chabasor, Hu Ish Echad Yachta V'al Kol Eda Tekutzeif. Here too, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and uses the description of Hashem Elokei HaRuchos. And we don't find, says the Chasam Sofer, that in that Medrash, the Medrash should describe with the bracha and the lengthy description of what unique attribute Hashem has and about knowing about each person. The Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, says the Chasam Sofer, tells us of the following incident. Says the Gemara, Papa Rav Huna Bar Yeshua were walking on the road, and they met Rav Chanina Barei Dravika. And they said to Rav Chanina Barei Dravika, Kesharinu Aysach, when we now see you, we make two brachas. One bracha we make is Baruch Shecholak Mechachmosa L'Reyev. You're an incredible Talmud Chacham. And when one meets an incredible Talmud Chacham, he makes that bracha. And we also make the bracha of Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Giyonu L'Ozman Hazem. So Chanina, Bereder Avikar, responds to them, when I see you, you are as significant to me as the 600,000 Jews, and therefore I need to make three brachas. The two brachas that you just made when you saw me, and also the bracha of Chacham Arazim. When he said this to them, says the Gemara, Chachim is kulehai, are you that smart? And the Gemara says, they said, you think you're really so smart? And the Gemara says, Rav Chanina ben Rei de Rav Ikka passed away. And of course, the question is, what did Rav Chanina ben Rei de Rav Ikka do so bad, so terrible, that he deserved to die? The question is, that how did Rav Chanina ben Rei de Rav Ikka make the bracha of Chacham Arazim on one individual, when the bracha of Chacham Arazim is made when you have a multitude of people, as we said, when you have 600,000 people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to determine and identify each person individually, which we can't do. So what was Rav Chanina ben Rei de Rav Ikka's thinking in making the bracha when he just saw Rav Papa, Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua? It must be, says the Chasam Sofer, that his opinion is that what makes it so special when you have 600,000 people? 600,000 people, he says, is always the number that represents the totality of Klal Yisrael. And when you have the totality of Klal Yisrael, so all the many different opinions that can be in any subject, the multitude of different ways and perspectives and opinions and ideas that could be around one subject, could be the number 600,000. So when we see 600,000 people, we're saying that now we have this group is able to have in their totality, have a complete picture of a subject. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, when you have 600,000 people, that's when it's possible to have a complete picture. One individual doesn't have that ability. And therefore, says the Gemara, when Rav Chanina ben Rei Papa said Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, just these two individuals alone are worthy that I should say the bracha of Chacham Arazim, what he was saying was that you two are so brilliant, you're equivalent to all of Klal Yisrael. And that's not true. Because even Moshe Rabbeinu indicated that no one can reach that level other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they were saying this, when he said this about them, he was saying something that was derogatory. He was saying that these people are equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are great, but as great as they are, they can't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could understand. And that's why the Medrash is most appropriate. When Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for a leader for Klal Yisrael, he was coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha of Chacham Arazim teaches us that every Jew, every person, comes with his own perspective. Every person, as we began our Dvar Torah, has his own independent value. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have that ability of being able to look at a perspective and understand everybody's opinion. Nobody could do that. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Aruchos, when you help me choose a leader, I'm looking for a leader that has that quality. And that's why in this week's parasha, there's an explanation of Elokei Aruchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, has that quality. And we should get a leader who is able to understand the value of every person and their independent and distinct value. When Moshe Rabbeinu said it in Parashas Korach, he wasn't looking for that type of a leadership. And therefore, in that parasha, the Medrash has no reason to bring this down. Every Jew has so valuable. Every Jew has his opinion is so valuable. And that's why when we have so many Jews together, we value that group because it represents so many different perspectives. The value of every person and their opinion cannot be measured.